It's the Month of Movies podcast for October 2014. I'm Scott.
And I'm Jason.
And we're going to talk about the movies we watched in October 2014. In 2014, I have a deck of cards of the 52 best movies of all time, according to that deck of cards. And I'm trying to watch those this year.
And I have a box set of the 50 greatest movies done by Warner Brothers, and I'm trying to get through that. And it's in chronological order.
Mine is out of any order I wanted.
Yeah.
But then,
so I'm getting pretty close to the present day, because it's getting to the end of the year.
I'm getting close to the movies that I have watched already, because I wanted to watch the other ones first. But, And all along with all the movies, other movies we watched. But, oh shit, that wasn't the first one you watched?
Nope, I watched Matrix.
Oh, last okay. Month. The first movie I watched with you.
Okay. Now, I'll start. Holy shit, that was my fifth movie.
You serial.
Because you watched them all at the end and I watched them at the beginning.
Then we'll talk about...
So, last month, in my box set, I watched The Matrix. And I was like, this is better than I remember. Like, I remember watching it the first time. And I was like, this is pretty good. And I didn't care for the sequels. So I'm like, I will watch them. So I watched watched them since I'm like, I just watched the first one. So I watched the other two right after. I'll have a fresh memory of everything. And I rewatched them.
Yeah.
They were better than I remember, but they were still not that great. Like, the reason why the first one was good is what they shied away from the other two. Because it's like, I don't know, like, the thing that bothers me is if this was real, like, if the Matrix was real, it can't be. There's too many flaws from a computer standpoint. Because, I don't know, I probably talked about this last month.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Because, to me, I feel like, they can't use cell phones because they'll be easily tracked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they have to use landlines. I feel like that would be easier to track where that phone call is coming from if it's a landline.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then, like, these sequels, Matrix Reloaded and Revolutions, they start meeting people in the Matrix who created it.
Yeah.
Who, like, write programs for the Matrix. So, like, I can do anything I want because I created this program and stuff. And I'm like... This doesn't... I don't know. It didn't seem right. Aren't they just, like, people inside the Matrix? Like, I don't understand. Would they be dead? Or did this just recently happen that, hey, we made this Matrix?
I don't know.
I don't know. Why I'm asking you questions.
I don't...
You didn't make this movie.
I did.
But, like, they made this big deal about, we're gonna see the architect. He made this whole thing and all this stuff. And it was, like... I don't know. And then the end of the second movie, he's just like outside of the Matrix, but he uses the Matrix powers. It's like, really? And I can't really remember what happens at the end of the movie, but I just remember going, this is stupid.
The first or the second one?
Third one. The second one is like, the bug things are coming, and then he's like, I'll stop this, and he's like, boosh, and then he's just like, they like shoots electricity from him, and they all fall, and then he falls down. And it's like, wait, he's not in the Matrix. How the fuck did he do that? Because he's God.
Oh. I was going to say, I know that in the third one, or what happened in the third one, is basically they got the mech suits and they shot the things.
Oh, yeah.
And
The big war.
Yeah, the big shitty war. And then,
they're, like, charging the front doors of this place.
Yeah. So the Matrix, Jason explained it last month.
Yeah. The first one was cool because it was what would it be like if Earth was a computer program, blah, blah, blah. And then the second one, it was just like, it was like an action movie.
Yeah.
And then the third one was like a science fiction. Well, I guess it's all science fiction, but it was like a space war type movie. So it's like almost like each movie was a different genre.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I gave Matrix Reloaded a 6.
Okay.
Because it was better than And then Matrix Revolutions, I gave 5.5 because the second one was better than the third. But the first one is the best out of all of them. Because last month I gave The Matrix a 7.5.
Yeah.
So 7.5, 6, and a 5.5. It went downhill for me for that. But only The Matrix was in my box set. The other two I just watched because I wanted to complete the trilogy.
Yeah.
Since I didn't see them before.
That's actually what I'm going to do this month with the movie I have. It's the first one, and I'm going to go watch all three. So. Yeah.
I was going to do that with Dirty Harry as well, but I didn't.
There's more than three, though.
I know. That's probably why I didn't. And plus, I think the movie after that, I mean, like, the month after I watched that movie, like, I hardly watched any movies.
Yeah.
Where this month, I watched 10.
I watched 14, by the way.
But I watched three of them because I was sick, and I couldn't do anything.
I don't know why I watched them. I was bored. I don't know.
But anyway, so I watched the Matrix movies. Yeah.
Let's jump ahead because I have a lot more.
Yeah, we can do it.
The first movie I watched was the X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yeah, I watched that too.
Basically, the synopsis of the movie is Professor X and Magneto from the future go back in time. Sorry, they send Wolverine back in time to try to convince old Magneto, or past Magneto and past Charles Xavier, that they have to stop something from happening so the world doesn't basically end for the mutants.
You gotta get them to be friends again.
Yeah. And to stop a Mystique from causing a chain of events that ruins the mutants' lives forever.
Well, the government uses Mystique.
Yeah, her powers.
To create a way to kill mutants.
Yeah.
So they got to stop that.
So it's a time travel type movie, which is cool. I love stuff like that. It's an X-Men movie.
Plus, it was like they sent Wolverine back in time, but it was just his
mind.
So he was in his old body. Yeah. So it was before he had the adamantium. So that was kind of cool.
That was a fun little thing they did.
So when he was fighting, he had his bone.
He just pops his bones. He's like, what?
He popped a bone.
Popped his bone.
Oh,
I was thinking. Where's? But the past, it was a cool movie.
It was fun. I didn't think it was that great, though.
Yeah, it was a little slow, but the action scenes were awesome. Like, the last half hour was fucking phenomenal.
I'll be interested to see what the third one in this trilogy is going to be like.
Yeah.
Because this is the second one. Yes. The first one was the new class.
Yeah, first class.
So they're calling this, like, the new class trilogy or something, the first class trilogy or something like that.
But, I mean,
they're trying to be like Marvel, getting too many characters in.
Yeah.
I was actually kind of disappointed for how little Quicksilver was in the movie.
Yeah, and then Scarlet Witch.
I don't even remember.
She was just sitting there watching TV with him.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Barely in it.
Her being in it. Scott had to tell me. Yeah, she was, remember? Oh, yeah, she was watching TV.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything that she does.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But, yeah.
Sorry, we'll get that in Avengers too.
Yes. But it's a decent movie. If you like the X-Men movies, you might like it. But there's a lot of stuff I don't want to go into because it makes spoilers.
Yeah, I feel like...
Like I said, time travel can get all wonky, and there's a lot of stuff that's not sitting well with me. But...
Yeah.
The Sentinels were awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah, I feel like it was a good movie. I feel like it was a little weaker than most of the X-Men movies out there.
Yeah.
X2
is still the best.
Yeah, I gotta rewatch the original trilogy.
That's good.
But, yeah, I don't know where I stand with this one compared to First Class, but...
I watched First Class a few times more than this one, so I'll have to watch it again.
See, and I don't know if I feel like really watching this one again. Days of Future Past again.
Yeah, it's a lot of
There exposition. Was some fun stuff, but it's like a lot of this stuff happens, and you're like, oh, that was cool. Yeah. I don't know if I want to relive that.
There is a lot of setup in this movie. But I gave it a 7.5.
Oh, so did I.
Ta-da.
7.5.
All right. I watched a lot of horror movies this month because it was October. Next movie I watched was Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones, which is basically Paranormal Activity 5. I know you have only watched the first two or three.
I've only watched the first two. Because the third one is the prequel?
The prequel, yeah.
I don't think I saw that one.
Okay. And then the second one is... The fourth one is the sequel...
Mexican?
No, this is the Mexican one.
Oh.
Not Mexican one, but he's Hispanic. New Mexico.
I thought it was on the border or something.
I don't remember what state it is in. But, okay, so Paranormal Activity movies. House is haunted by a demon type thing.
It's a found footage film.
Found footage film. And this one obviously was another found footage film, Olvemar. But this one actually, it
was a standalone, or did it tie?
It.
You don't want to say because it's spoilers.
Well, kind of. It's there's points within the movie that you revisit old locations. You see things that were pointed out in other movies. So it kind of deals with it. It fits into the quadrilogy, but it's not the same actors. So it has elements and stuff, but it's not like the other ones at all, in the sense that it's not just a haunted house, and they have like numerous cameras all around, because it's a guy
more of a plot in this one.
Yes, and it's actually uncovering a lot more of the story, which I like. It still wasn't great, but it had a lot of cool. It had a lot less scary jump out at you type shit like the other ones did,
mm-hmm.
and it just kind of had some more like creepier what the fuck type moments.
So was it scary compared to the other ones?
It's a different kind of scary. It was more of a creepy scary in some points. Yeah, it was more of a creepy scary. It wasn't like a shock, like, oh shit, kind of scary. But I still liked it. I think it was probably my favorite one of the whole anthology. I gave it a 7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I almost bought it tonight when we were at the store. But, yeah, I thought it was a 7. I have a lot more movies.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Next one, I did
3 already.
Next one I watched was Drinking Buddies.
Oh, I watched that one.
I know you did. A lot of these movies you actually watched already. But, Drinking Buddies, it's about a guy who works at a brewing company, and then a girl who also works at the brewing company, and they're friends, and they chum along, goof around with each other at work. But then, the guy and his girlfriend go on a double date type escape up to a cabin with, like, the girl and her boyfriend. And, it's a very cool, like, god damn it. It's a very good, like, personal, character-driven movie. It's not too much of a comedy. It's more like a dramedy, kind of. But it was just fun to watch. And the characters were really, like, some of the characters that were really mm-hmm. hollow, but the other ones, like, were just, like, so deep, like, these people would be great together type thing. And it was kind of a love story, but kind of not. It's hard to explain, but it was really good. And Olivia Wilde was fucking fantastic in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't even seem like it wasn't even her. It was just that character. It was.
Awesome. I think her and Jake Johnson were awesome in it.
Yeah,
their chemistry with their two characters were great.
It was fucking awesome,
especially at the very end. I just fucking loved it. It was so great.
When he ripped his hand on the nail, and he's just like, fuck.
No, the very end when they were like sitting there.
Yeah, yeah. But just like, as I said, like there's a scene where.
Oh yeah, that scene. Yeah, that was pretty good.
It's so emotional. There's a scene where like she's just drinking at his place because they have nowhere to go, so they're just drinking and stuff like that. And he's like pouring a drink for her, and she had like some snacks by her. He's like, you need to put those down. And she's just kind of like, okay. And like, god damn it, it was so realistic. It was good, but it was a fun movie. Not really a comedy, but kind of ish. It's like a life, like a normal everyday kind of like. Funny things happen,
mm-hmm.
like people just joke around and stuff, but it's not like, oh, this is gonna be the funniest thing ever. But I don't know, it was interesting.
It fits in that category that I never know what to category movies.
Yeah,
in.
It's almost like a chick flick, but not over sappy. It's like a realist. It's like a chick flick in the sense of real life. Like this is a real life movie.
It's like Garden. Well, because I feel like Garden State falls in that kind of category too, but that's more of a chick flick,
and that's much more ramped up of like mm-hmm. events. This is just like everyday life
mm-hmm.
type movie. But I gave it a 7.5. It was fun. Yeah, Olivia Wilde was hot as hell, and so was Anna Kendrick.
I don't remember what I gave it.
And
this was before we started this, though, but
yeah,
I still reviewed it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did it as a test run for this year.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
obviously, the next one. Obviously that one's not a horror movie, but go to the next one for me?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one, you also saw Devil.
Oh, yeah.
The M. Night Shyamalan movie. Where
Which a lot of people hated.
A lot of people hated. But it's a movie where, what was it, 4 or 5 people?
I saw it so long ago. I don't remember how many people were in the elevator.
5 people. 5 people are in an elevator, and then it gets stuck. and slowly one person dies and the next person dies and they're trying to figure out what's going on. And the security guards are watching it the whole time. And one guy's like, oh, it's the devil. It's this is a story. Like, story my mother always told me. And the other guy's like, oh, that's crazy. But of course, then a detective gets involved and he's, and actually for a horror movie, this detective guy knew what the fuck he was doing. Like, he's like, do this, stop this. Bring someone up from here. Do this. And actually, yeah, it was an M. Night Shyamalan movie. I actually really enjoyed it a lot. And it just kind of had that feel to it of like a casual, just watching a movie. It didn't seem overhyped, but at the same time, it didn't seem too like hokey. Mm-hmm. It just felt like watching the detective run around and do his work, and you knew what was happening because you're watching a horror movie. But watching him try to figure it out was kind of fun. And I don't know. It was, yeah, I didn't think it was that horrible. I gave it a 7. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. All right. Just to go back to the drinking buddies thing, there was one thing that I remember that stuck out for it now that I reread my thing. Is like, when the movie got done, I was reading the credits. And then the character of Gene Dentler was played by himself. And I was like, what? And it was Jason Sudeikis' character.
Oh, yeah.
But you're telling me he was uncredited. He played, like, his character was Gene, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he played himself in the movie. And I was like, that's weird, because he's married to
Olivia Wilde. Well, is he? He's probably married by now. Mm-hmm. I know he's engaged to her for a while.
But I just thought that was funny.
But, what's your next one?
My next one was The Avengers, which... I have candy in my mouth. I rewatched The Avengers.
On purpose?
Yeah, because...
Well, I mean, I can say on purpose.
Well, we watched it, and I have in that box set, and I felt like watching it.
Oh, it's in the box set?
Not the box set, but, like, my Avengers box set.
Oh, the Marvel one, yeah.
Yeah, and we didn't see it in 3D.
Okay.
So I watched it in 3D, because I wanted to see it.
How was that?
It was... The beginning was amazing in 3D.
Yeah.
Because the space stuff was pretty awesome. But, yeah, I mean, in case you don't know what the Avengers is, they did the Incredible Hulk, Iron Man, Captain America, all those standalone movies leading up to the Avengers. It was the first one they're all together. But, yeah, it was a good movie. I don't really want to talk much about it because I've seen it before. But I gave it a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
It was good. It was enjoyable. It's like... And, yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, that movie was funnier than I thought it was going to be. But I'm like, most blockbuster movies have comedy in them.
Yeah.
And sometimes it makes me mad because it's like, you don't have to make it to be funny.
Yeah. Well, in Marvel Comics in themselves, they always try to make people be funnier than they need to be sometimes in comics. Mm-hmm. DC's not like that.
But I just remember, like, the scene... where he turns into Hulk for the first time. Like, mm-hmm. That was scary.
Yeah. Like, creepy.
I was like, holy shit. In. I was like, they had chills running down my spine going, holy fuck, holy shit. Yeah. It was a good movie. I like it. And then, the first movie I watched in my box set was also a movie I've seen before, and it was the Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Just the first one?
Just the first ones in the box set. And I liked it. It was a lot of fun. It's weird going back and rewatching the first one after you've watched the entire trilogy because they're so young.
Yeah, it's too creepy.
And it's like, it's crazy how the series gets darker and darker as it goes too. So it's like so lighthearted and they're all like, yo,
that's why I think I like the Goblet of Fire the most, because that was the one, like
in the middle.
The scales just like tipped.
Mm-hmm.
It's like suddenly it's like, oh, someone just got murdered.
Yeah, I think that's the first one someone dies. Well, on camera. Not on camera, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Know people are dead, like his parents are dead and stuff. Yeah. But like this is the first on-screen death that you're like, holy shit, things are going in that direction.
Yeah.
But yeah, the box set had the Harry Potter, Sorcerer's Stone. It doesn't mean I'm going to go and rewatch the entire series again. Even though I like them and I have them.
Yeah.
I just have a lot more movies to watch right now. We
just watched those two.
Yeah, I think we watched them last year.
I don't know, whenever.
The year before, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Because you never saw them, and then we watched
But that was when Deathly Hallows was just coming out, so that's like 2 years ago. Never mind.
Yeah.
At least.
So I watched that. I gave it an 8 out of 10. Man. It's a good movie.
The next movie I watched to go with the horror movie theme, even though it wasn't really much of a horror movie, was Warm Bodies.
Mm.
I liked it, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's...
I didn't care too much for it.
It was fun. It's... Obviously...
Did you know anything about it going in?
Not much.
Okay, that probably...
I saw a trailer... I saw a trailer, like, when it was first, like, announced. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that looks interesting. And then I saw another trailer later, I'm like, wait, what's going on with this? And then I didn't know a lot about it, but I kind of knew the gist of it.
Because I felt like the trailer gave away the whole movie.
Okay, I just watched bits and pieces here and there.
So I was, like, watching the movie, I'm, like, waiting for the stuff to happen and realize, oh, that's the pivotal part of the movie.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It just seemed like... I don't know. It seemed kind of hokey to me.
Yeah.
Like the whole underlying theme.
Well, it's based on a book that was kind of meant for like young adults.
It's like the Twilight. They're trying to get on the whole Twilight bandwagon.
I didn't read the book, so I don't know how specific it is. But anyways, it's about a main character who doesn't remember his name. So his name is R, the letter. He thinks his first name starts with an R. But he's a zombie. And he, like, just kind of goes about his daily life and explains what he does, which is, like, just he wanders around and bumps into things and gets mm-hmm. lost and stuff. And then he sees a girl who he follows. He's like, oh, she's hot, because she is hot in real life. Mm-hmm. She's really hot.
Because she's not a zombie.
Yeah. Well, she's not a zombie. And so it's like a zombie task force type thing where they're going in, getting supplies, and then they get attacked by zombies. And he ends up, like... thinks she's attractive, so he like ends up saving her and pulling her away. But then, without giving too much away.
Yep, the trailer gave that whole part away.
Yeah, but I think and then it kind of goes on from there where it's like
kind of goes with the relationship with her and the zombie. Yeah,
and finding out that zombies aren't as bad as everyone thinks they are. But then like the whole bonies thing is what like I was like, wait, where is this going? Type thing. There's another type of zombies where they're really, really dried out, will attack and eat almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they just kind of stay away from zombies because they're like, oh, they're, fuck it. If I need to, we'll eat them. But, it was fun. It was a fun little thing. I mean, it was a different type of zombie movie, which is nice for once. The main guy...
Oops. Who was Beast in the new first class.
Yeah, and also in Skins.
And Skins.
And then Rob Corddry, and then the girl who was in Sorcerer's Apprentice.
That's what it was, Rob Corddry. I was like trying to remember who the comedian guy was.
Yeah. The girl who's just in Sorcerer's Apprentice and Taking Home Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The fake Kristen Stewart.
Which is funny.
Something, Teresa something. I don't know.
What'd you
give it? I gave it 6.5.
6.5.
That's fun.
Seems about right. Yeah. Seems like about 6.5.
6.5. The next movie I watched, you also watched.
Was it Harmontown?
Harmontown.
That's my next one.
Yay. Now, I like listening to podcasts, and I've always liked Dan Harmon since I saw his work on Channel 101, the website from mm-hmm. many, many years ago that we watched in college. And still
Scud Comics.
And Scud Comics. And, I mean, the site's still up, but I listened to his podcast a lot, and at one point I actually re-listened to all of his episodes. Which he has, I think, almost like it's got to be close to 200 by now. Probably 150. I don't know. But I listen to a lot of his podcasts. And then I know at one point he was like, I'm going to take this tour on the road because he just got fired from Community, this show he created on NBC. He's like, I'm going to go take a break and just go on a tour around the country and just do random podcast episodes in all these random cities. And then when he thought of that idea, he decided to make a documentary, so that's when he pulled a crew of people in.
Well, I think he was thinking the documentary before he did the whole tour, because they got it from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I mean, like, he was talking about that a couple of weeks before they actually went on the tour. So he was like, yeah, we're going to do this, and so he was explaining to the audience and stuff. And so the documentary kind of, a lot of the stuff is from the podcast episodes, and then... other stuff he's done along the years.
Yeah, basically the documentary is like the tour.
Yeah, it's a lot of the
documentary of the tour of him going across the country. Because he's like, when he started doing the tour, he's like, I don't know if this is going to be a good idea. I don't know who's going to show up or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like just seeing the different groups of people and how much they had in common. And mm-hmm. no matter where he went across the country, a lot of the people were very similar and the same.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh... people who like Dan Harmon Yeah. Are in a clique, kind of.
Yeah. But he also went on in his past, like, and showed some of the stuff with Heat Vision and Jack and Sarah Silverman program and Community and stuff like that. And
yeah, Dan Harmon's good. I guess he's just really hard to work with.
Yeah.
As you can tell from this documentary.
But I liked it a lot. I mean, it wasn't as much. It was, unfortunately, because I listened to the episodes and stuff, a lot of this, like, maybe a third of this or less was new material to me. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I was, like, really excited. Like, I remember that.
Yeah.
And, oh, that's right, because I remember listening to an episode after that. They have a bunch of, like, they have a crap ton of extended material.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, that's, I can imagine a lot of the things they want to add to it, like the Chicken Noodle Dick song and the Pringles Dick.
What are you talking about? Added content, like on the DVD?
No, like, if you, you can pre-order right now, I think a special collector's edition. I don't know if it's also download, like, because you can download it on Amazon or mm-hmm. iTunes. But they also have, like, a special edition you can pre-order where you get, like, not pre-order, but, like, order. It didn't
maybe
say
the special edition?
It doesn't say DVD or anything, but it's, like, you get 40 hours of extra content.
Wow.
So, and it's, like, but it's, like, $15 instead of, like, the $7.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what exactly, I don't know. I hope it comes to DVD or Blu-ray or something.
Yeah, websites don't stay around forever.
Yeah. Because I want all that in, like, one nice little clean case. That'd be awesome, because the poster for the movie's awesome too. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
yeah, I thought it was good. I have not listened to any of the podcasts. I just hear Scott talking about the podcast a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've also followed him from Channel 101 all the way to Community and
mm-hmm.
Rick and Morty and stuff like that. So I was like, because I don't have the time to listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
I don't have an MP3 player, yeah. And I don't have a chance to just listen to something for hours.
Yeah, I listen to it at work.
Yeah, I can't do that because I can't listen to the TV. So if I had a job where I didn't have to pay attention to listening, I would probably listen to it. But so I thought it was entertaining. It was interesting, but it also felt like there wasn't, I don't know. By the time the movie got done, they're getting toward the end. They're like, oh, shit, we should probably wrap this up somehow.
Yeah.
And they had no, like, I mean, I guess it's real, and mm-hmm. they just follow people around, but it's like they're trying to force a message, but they couldn't think of one.
Well, throughout the whole tour, he was like, because Joseph Campbell's, God damn it, what is it called? Joseph Campbell's, like, story thing, like, God damn it, where it's like, this page is like, you know.
Storyboard?
Kind of, but it's like all these different steps. Like at this point in the story, the meeting of the goddess and this and this and this and so he's like go through his tour. He's like, yeah, so this is halfway through the tour, so this is where we should be doing this, like in an actual story
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So he's like, he's trying to find a lot of the stuff. And remember afterwards on the podcast, he was like, yeah, I noticed I didn't change at all during this whole tour. So he's like, I can't be the hero of the story. But he's like, but Spencer changed so much
mm-hmm.
and he's so much different. So he's like, maybe he's the hero. So that actually when Neil Berkeley was editing the movie,
mm-hmm.
he actually added a lot more stuff with Spencer mm-hmm. to like get that dynamic in there and stuff. And yeah.
So I gave it a 9.
Really?
I thought it was pretty good.
I feel bad now because I gave it an 8.
I can't believe we gave it that high, but so apparently that was the best movie of the month.
Not for me. Okay, next one, I watched The Purge, another horror-ish movie.
Yeah, that was like the one horror movie I watched this month.
Yeah.
For being October, I feel bad that I watched one horror movie.
So yeah, The Purge is...
Oh, we watched Purge Anarchy.
I know, I watched Purge first, and then...
Oh, you watched both of them this month?
Yeah, I watched it and then...
Sorry, just kidding. I watched the second Purge movie this month.
No, I watched Purge, and then...
Scott's
like,
talking about the first one.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, since you watched it, we can watch the second one. So, spoiler alert, I watched both of them this month.
It's not really a spoiler.
I know. But The Purge is a day each year that the government, the new founding fathers, said, hey, if we let everyone commit all the crime during the year... Then, during this one day, this 12 hours, then it gets it out of their system for another year, and then it makes everything good. It cleanses you, and also there's crazy stuff. So, what happens is, the main character, was it Ethan Hawke, I think? Whatever.
In the first one,
yeah. Yeah, the first one. And he's like, he's a guy who sells, security things for their home. so people can be safe during the Purge. And he's like, all right, we'll be safe. And then his son lets in this, like, I don't want to say homeless, but he was homeless.
Yeah, he's a homeless
person. Because actually that's one of the things where they wanted to, like, clean the streets, less homeless people and some of that. And, you know, it's a higher class type thing.
Yeah, the rich people survive, the poor people die.
Yeah, it's a cleansing for sure. But then his son sees somebody and lets him in. And then these group of people are like, well, we want to kill that guy. So you let him out or we'll come in and attack you. And that's basically the next hour of the movie, which could have been, it's like a really short, it's like only like, I think an hour and maybe 27 minutes.
Yeah, it's less than an hour and a half.
But there was about 10 minutes in that just could have been cut out. Because like the part where it was like all night vision with the little remote control robot and stuff. It was like, yeah, this doesn't need to be in here.
No, it didn't.
But, I mean, I didn't expect much, but it was actually a lot, and I heard bad things about it.
Yeah. But then, I think the concept was good.
Yeah, the concept was cool.
But as far as the movie itself, I don't know, it felt like it was lacking stuff.
It did, but at the same time, I was surprised when, like, it got badass. Like, yeah. When the father's like, fuck it, I'm saving my family.
Mm-hmm.
And he just goes balls off crazy.
At the very end.
Yeah. And, I mean, and things happened in the movie where I was like, that didn't happen, did it? And then you're like...
Yep.
Well, they didn't fix it, so yeah, I guess it did. But, I mean, it was a fun movie. I don't know, I probably wouldn't watch it again, but I got a lot of entertainment out of it the first time, so...
Yeah, it was one of those that I watched, this was before the second one came out, or even they talked about the second one. I'm like, this is a cool concept for a movie. Mm-hmm. I hope it's not done, because the concept is cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's so much you could do with it. Like, as the ground... Like, this seems like the movie that you'd set the groundwork for, and then they announced the second one. I'm like, yes! This is what I want to see come out of it.
Yeah. But the first one, I gave it a 7. It was a nice, fun movie.
Yeah, I think that's what I would have gave it.
Yeah. And then the next one I watched, which Jason's the last movie you watched of the month.
Yeah. We'll talk about it since we just talked about Purge 1.
Purge, Anarchy.
Yeah, the second one.
Sequel.
Which takes place out in the streets.
Yes.
The first one was in the guy's house.
Yeah.
This one took place in the streets. And basically it was like a couple groups of people... And, like, one person's car broke down, another person was out there for a reason, but you didn't know until the end of the movie. And then there was another person that was, like...
Well, they were in their house, but then, like, got pulled out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. A group comes and busts into their apartment complex and pulls them out.
That's right.
Yeah. So then, like, you see all three different... Like
groups of people,
stories happening, and then they end up tying together, which I figured was going to happen.
Yeah,
but it was just like I don't know. It's kind of cool because you got multiple stories going on, and then there's layers because at the end there's like that whole other story.
Yeah,
like oh my god,
it was pretty.
Without giving too much away, there's a lot going on in this movie.
Yeah,
and I thought the more I thought about it, I'm like. Why didn't they come out with this one first? But I'm like, well, they probably had to see if people were interested in the type of movie first. And since the first one took place inside someone's house, the budget probably wasn't as big.
Mm-hmm.
And this one definitely was because they're running around the streets and there's like
The first
semi-trucks with guns on the back and all this stuff.
Yeah, the first one I was looking at this article or this list of movies, like... of really low-budget horror movies and how much money they made. And the first movie, I want to say... I can't remember how cheap it was to make.
Mm-hmm.
I want to... I could be wrong, but I want to say, like, $75,000. And it pulled in, like, millions. I could be wrong. I might be thinking of
this one?
The first one.
Oh, yeah.
I might be thinking of...
But you're talking about Purge.
As well. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember The Purge. Like, it was on that list. The first one was, like... Because they, like, yeah, it's all in one house.
If you watch it, you can tell there's not much.
Yeah.
If you pay attention to that, like
Ethan Hawke is the only like main actor, and he's
well. In the second movie, you could tell that they didn't get any huge actors, but they were good.
Yeah.
So they like probably Ethan Hawke probably cost the most in the first one, and then now people know the concept.
Yeah.
We don't need to draw people in. And the second one, I did like a lot more than the first one.
I did like the second one a lot, but there was some moments where I'm like. Yeah, this is kind of cheesy. This is boring. But then it got to the point like, oh, this is cool. And then kind of like went up and it was like up and down, a roller coaster of like awesomeness to okayness.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. And then like in between the lot going on, it was kind of slow, but you had to get from one point to the other.
Yeah.
I gave it an 8.5.
I gave it a 7.5. So.
Yeah. Well, I saw three other movies, and those were the three movies in my box set.
Oh, shit. Did I watch any movies in my box set yet? I haven't watched any movies in my box set yet. So, I have
six. You didn't watch any in this
month? I watched one. I have six movies left, so I'll go do a few more.
Go ahead.
Next one I watched, Jaws.
There you go.
There's my first one of the box set. My cards. It's about, in case you don't know what Jaws is, and you lived in a rock for 30
something
years.
It's about a giant squid.
It's about a squid who attacks a skyscraper. 9/11 happens. A sheriff who lives up in New York in Andy Island, a nice vacation little town. He's his first summer being the police chief of town. And he's like, hey, cool, a shark attack happens. He's like, we gotta close the beach. And the mayor's like, no, you can't close the beach. It's 4th of July weekend. This is where we make 90% of our money. So then he's like, all right, cool. And then, of course, so he doesn't close the beach and more people die. And like, all right, gotta take care of this myself. But he doesn't. He hires a shark hunter, and they go out and try to catch the shark.
Don't say the whole movie.
It's such a great movie.
I know, but if people haven't seen it, don't give away the whole movie.
And then the credits roll, and Steven Spielberg's like, "Good movie." I'm like, yes, it is, Steven. You did good. But I love this movie. I could watch this like once a week. Not every day. I could probably get sick of it, but. It's like...
Once a week isn't every day.
Like, it flows... It's one of those great movies where it's not... It doesn't feel like you go in stages. It just flows. You're like, oh, I'm at this part. Well, I'm at the end of the movie already. You're like, oh, okay. But, like, the acting is awesome, and there's, like, so much hidden backstory that, like, if you pick up on the clues, you can kind of guess what some of the backstory is, but, like, you still don't know.
So you gotta watch the third one.
No. Because, like, the whole time, Chief Brody's like, he's afraid of the water. Mm-hmm. They mention that right away. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, and then before, like, right before the second attack happens, some old man says, he's like, we are about you. You don't go in the water. And, like, yeah, he doesn't go in the water. He's just afraid of the water. And it won't, and, like, he never really tells you what happened, but at one point, when there's the famous scene of when they're showing scars and stuff, like, Richard Dreyfuss and, Quint are looking at showing scars, you see Chief Brody kind of, like, lifts up his shirt, like, on the side, and there's, like, a scar in his stomach, and he just kind of puts it down and doesn't say anything about it, and, like, okay. And also, when they're going off in the boat, the wife, like, runs away, leaves a crying, like, so she obviously knows that there's bad, like, that he had a horrible ordeal in the water. Like, it's got a 10.
Is that your first 10 of the year?
Yeah. Gave it a 10. Nice. I love that movie so much. It's so good. Steelensburg is great. Next one I watched, Dark Skies.
Oh, yeah, I gotta watch that one.
Another horror movie. With Felicity, whatever her name is, Carrie Russell. Yeah. She's in it.
Lightning or whatever. Not lightning. It's from the sky. Light from the sky.
Yeah. It's. I don't know how to explain this movie. It's an alien movie, but it feels like a ghost movie.
Yeah, that's what the trailer seemed like.
There were a few moments in this movie where I was like, scared.
There's some people who think ghosts are aliens.
Yeah.
So maybe they tied it together.
But yeah, so basically a strange occurrence happens where like a bunch of radios and stuff get freaked out. And then one of their kids just starts like talking about the boogeyman that he talks to at night. And he draws pictures and, like, this looks like aliens. But then they think, like, oh, he's just having some sort of, like, weird child thing. You know, like, take him to a shrink or whatever and stuff like that. And, like, but it's also one of those movies where the tensions are high in the characters because, like, you obviously can tell that they have, like, money issues. And they also you can tell that they sort of, like, a marital issue, but they don't really come out. So like, the character development is cool and it's there. And, like, it's actually, I got creeped out a number of times throughout the movie. And then, yeah, I liked it a lot. I did. Yeah. I want to say there's like, it's weird because Carrie Russell is like the main character. I didn't recognize the.
I thought the guy, there's like a guy.
Yeah, I didn't recognize the other characters, but then I want to say like it was like John Malkovich or something.
No, I meant like one of the kids. Not the kids, but. No, Dark's guys.
But yeah, it, I mean, I gave it an 8 because I thought it was really fun. And the aliens, I'm not much of a sci-fi person, but the aliens looked really creepy. So, I mean, yeah, I want to see. I kind of want to see if there's any other movies that the person directed. If they're like horror-ish movies. No, it wasn't John Malkovich. It was J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, he was in it for a little bit. That was a fun little part. But yeah, that's 8.
I must be thinking of a different movie.
And this movie, Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Jason mentioned it like 5 months ago.
You watched it? Yeah, whenever I got it.
I watched it. I watched most of it in when I was in September. Because we were in a hotel in Kansas City, Missouri, and it was on TV. And I caught, like, the last... If it's, like, 2 hours, I caught the last, like, hour and 40 minutes of it. So then I just borrowed it from Jason. I watched, like, the first, like, 15 minutes just to, like, see the setup. I'm like, all right, now I understand everything. So I just basically just watched, like, 15 to 20 minutes of it. But Kristen Wiig creeps me out because she talks like, everything's a question. She's like, so I've been working at Time Magazine. I've been working at Life. Is it Time? Life or Time? Life. She's like, I'm working at Life for about 3 months. And like, it's so weird. It creeps me out. Yeah, so my son, he's at the skate park. I had to go pick him up. Like, what are you doing, Kristen? But I don't know. Yeah. I gave it 7.5. It's a fun movie.
It was good. I liked how. I don't know, just the range. Like, visually, I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And just, like, Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller is such a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's so much better than everyone gives him credit for.
Yeah, and when he does his serious roles, they're good. And his comedy is, like, kind of dry, but it's good.
I actually just watched, for November, I just watched a Ben Stiller movie.
Yeah, Greenberg. Yeah, I watched that.
Right.
That was a good one.
It was good. I'll tell you what I thought of it next month.
There you go. But yeah, I liked it. I thought the soundtrack was pretty good.
Yeah, it was fun. Well.
And I don't know, just the whole like transition from magazine to digital.
Yeah.
Corporate takeover type thing was cool. Not cool, but you know what I mean? Like an interesting story angle.
Oh, I was going to say, and the thing is, many months ago when I watched Casa de Mi Padre, the Will Ferrell one, the main characters like was Will Ferrell, Pedro from, Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite, and the other guy was the other guy in the negative department, the bigger Hispanic guy.
That's
funny. His other friend in that movie. I'm like, I never saw anything else with this guy in it. I'm like, I recognize him. So that's what that was.
That's cool. I watched the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yeah.
The entire trilogy was in my box set. And I've seen the entire trilogy before.
Just think, if this was in, like, 2 years, you'd probably have to watch all the Hobbit movies, too.
Oh, fuck, I'm glad that's not in there. And in case you don't know me, I do not like the Lord of the Rings. I'm sorry, I know there's a lot of people who love it, either the movies and or the book.
Mm-hmm.
I've never read the book when I was younger. Never really wanted to.
The 3 books.
Yeah, any of them.
4.
Yeah. Hobbit. Never really wanted to because I'm not, like, huge into the fantasy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time through watching it, I didn't really care too much for it. I felt like there was not a lot happening, but also at the same time, it was a lot of time.
Yeah.
So they filled a lot of the time with stuff. Like, oh, here's a bunch of walking. Oh, fighting. Bunch of fighting. More walking. And it just keeps doing that. Oh, now they separated. So now we can watch this guy walking in that direction. That guy walking in that direction. Those guys fighting. Now these guys fighting. Oh, and then, like, I don't know. It was really, really long. I watched the entire trilogy pretty much in a day because I was sick and I had nothing to do. And I'm like, well, this is a good time to watch Lord of the Rings, I guess.
10 hours of your time.
Fuck. I can understand. I can't even. I can kind of understand why people would like it. What? Kind of.
Well, I walked in at one point when you're watching the second or third movie or something, when the guy was just eating food.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the second or third movie.
But I can kind of see why people like it, but I also, I can see if you read the book and you love the book.
Yeah.
This is probably a pretty good adaptation of
it. Yeah, and also...
And you probably like it because it was loyal to the book.
Yeah, and the epicness of certain events, I'm sure, like, when you like you read that in the book, like, oh, and then you see it on screen.
And the book is probably way better than the movie.
Yeah.
But for someone who doesn't care about reading the book or watching the movie, the people who only seen the movie and like it, I have a hard time grasping that.
Yeah.
But... I don't want to insult people.
Yeah. We should probably really, really, like, done this, like, 10 months ago, whereas any of our opinions are just our opinions alone. You can like the movies.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, because... So I watched all three of the movies, and then I went to work the next day, and the guy I work with, he's like, oh, so you watch any good movies lately? Because he knows I'm going through the box set.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I watched the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And he's like, ooh. And then, like, this other girl there, she's like, ah, yeah. Yeah, my boyfriend made me watch the entire trilogy, but the long, extended, uncut. Ooh. And that was the first time I watched it. That was painful. Like, so the two people I was talking to at work about it were both like, why did you watch it? I'm like, I have to. This is my thing. I'm going through the box set. I'm not just going to skip movies even though I've already seen them. I'm going to rewatch them. So it was just kind of funny because I'm like, there's a lot of people who like these movies. And then, of course, the people I work with also didn't care much for them. But I gave them all three the same score because I...
Oh, Jesus.
I gave them all the same score because I don't know. There was not one movie that stood out better or worse than the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
They were all, like, even...
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably going to get some slack for this, but I gave them all 4.5 out of 10 for each one. Because to me, which is me being generous, I think, because to me, 5 is a movie I didn't really care for, but it's worth watching. Like, I would never watch it again. And if people said, would you recommend it? I'm like, I don't know. Like, that's a 5.
Mm-hmm.
So this is slightly below that. So this is not that offensive, 4.5. Like, I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it.
Yeah.
And if someone said, would you watch this? I'll be like, no.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be like, if someone, like, is watching it, I would leave the room instantly because I don't want to be a part of it. But it's, I don't know. I could see recommending it to people who like that kind of thing. But, I mean, this is not my kind of movie.
Yeah.
I'm not a fantasy person. Even though I do like Harry Potter, it's just like a different type of movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which, as I was watching Lord of the Rings, I kind of got scared. Because I was like...
The people in the masks?
No, not physically scared. But, like, I was just thinking, like, if they made a Dark Tower series into movies, and they were like this... I don't know if I would like it or not.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is extravagant budget. They did a lot. I mean, effects have changed a lot since then because, like, watching the first one, some of the special effects are pretty bad.
That was, like, 13 years ago.
Yeah. Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
Holy shit, it was. So I'm like, but I'm just like.
Because I remember 2002. In the
but the Dark Tower, there's a lot of, like, just walking and stuff. And I'm just like.
Yeah.
It made me go, maybe they shouldn't make Dark Tower into a movie.
Yeah.
And if they did, I would hope they'd make it a lot darker and grittier.
But also, would they make each book a movie?
I don't know.
Or would they say, this make movie it a trilogy? Is two books.
Yeah,
this
movie is just four. Turn it into a trilogy.
Yeah.
Well, the rumors I heard about Dark Tower were they were going to do a trilogy of movies, mm-hmm. but none of the backstory when he was young.
And that would be
a mini series or a TV show.
Yeah.
So like just from not Wastelands, the Way Station to the end, like him walking through the desert and stuff.
Yeah, Gunslinger
the
to
doors and all
Gunslinger
that.
To Wizard and Glass, but then skip Wizard and Glass.
Yeah, because so I'm like, I don't know if I'd want that in a movie after watching this.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens.
That's the part that scared me. Not the movie itself, but just that thought.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, people like this movie. They liked the book. And I was like,
But
I'm just trying to think. I'm like, I haven't read the book. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I can't think of a way to make the movies better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the thing is, a lot of this, like I was mentioning to someone at work today about this, is fantasy I can't get behind too easily because my belief in what is real and what's not is mm-hmm. just, as soon as you walk in, like, oh, trees are talking. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my state of disbelief is gone. So it's like, in realistic movies or like realistic things, I'll watch like a horror movie. Like this could happen to anybody, and then it slowly comes out like, oh shit, that's what's going on. But this is like I said, you have talking trees and who try to explain their name, and it goes like 17 years or whatever, and the horses are fucking flying or whatever. I don't know. I'm like,
there are flying horses in this movie?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in years. I didn't think of eagles; those fly. But yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. But
so that was my three other movies from the box set.
I have three more movies. Evil Dead, the remake.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
have you seen the first one? The original?
I've seen the original trilogy, yeah.
Oh, I've never seen the second one.
I've seen the first one, and then the second one is basically just like, hey, let's remake the movie, but goofier. And a lot more like Sam Raimi-esque. And then the third one is he goes back in time, but the remake it's modernized, but it still has that sort of like 70s, 80s feel to it. But the reason why they go up to the cabin in this movie is because the one of the main girls, she is addicted to drugs, and like, well, we're her friends, we'll bring her up there and not let her leave and make sure she quits the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
That way, like, so she can't, it's like, oh, give up on herself. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll force her to stay up here so she cuts the habit. And then, of course, they find the necromantic, whatever, the fucking book.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, and then people get possessed. But, like, I think, I remember in the first movie, it was only, like, maybe four people, was it? Three or four people? Because, I mean, again, this movie is like five people, I think.
I think it was five.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Because, yeah, then, like, numerous people, like, it's like one person gets possessed, and then, like, that causes these people, and they attack and stuff. And it gets pretty gory. And at one point, I was like, I don't give a shit about this. And it felt like they kept hinting at things, like, oh, hey, boom. Like the person's like, oh, shit, I'm cornered. And they look up, and it's like, boom, shotgun, like, because Ash uses a shotgun, his boomstick, and then like she like and then it looks over and then like, oh, a knife, and they grab the knife, like, oh, so they're just hinting at the thing. And they do that like numerous times with the movie. But then they end up using like the shotgun and the chainsaw and stuff, like, why did you tease us and then a minute later grab it again? It pissed me off a little bit with doing that, but it was it was a decent horror movie, but then once like I want to say, like, the third act of the movie kicked in. When this was, like, the third act was in, like, full force, I was like, all right, I kind of want to know more backstory to this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, because I don't remember a lot of this backstory in the old trilogy, but I'm kind of, like, piecing some things together.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to know what the whole plot, like, the plan of the book and what they're doing with the book, like the people that are there beforehand and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of want to know more about that because it feels like something was missing in the story. Unless you are a hardcore Evil Dead fan, you might not you know, like, unless you do know all those stuff, you might not know it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I kind of got ripped off. But there was a really, really cool scene right at the very end. Like, just a cinematic off. Like, I just want to... That could have been, like, a wallpaper on my computer. It was really awesome. So if anyone knows what I'm talking about at the end, yeah, it's cool. But, and it was decent acting and stuff, and there's, like, some really cool shots, but, like I said, it felt a little empty, so I gave it a 6.5, only because, like, I love backstory, and I love, like, old shit, so, like...
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna remake the second and third one or not.
I heard that they're supposed to be making this, like, they're remaking the trilogy, but not necessarily the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know they're supposedly supposed to be a Evil Dead 2 that I thought was supposed to be coming out in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But I could be wrong. So yeah, I gave that a 6.5. Next movie I watched, Let Me In.
Oh, I watched that one.
Which was, I watched the, not Let the Right One In, but Let Me In, the American remake with Chloe, the girl from
Hit
the
girl.
Movies. Hit Girl and, yeah.
Carrie.
Yeah, it's a sort of horror movie about a kid who is kind of a loner and in next door is, the moves in is a family that little girl is a vampire. And,
so there's a family, or it's not just a dad and the kid?
Well, no, it's the dad and the kid, but I thought there's one more person in there. Because he was yelling at
him. I watched both the original and the remake, so I kind of forgot which one was which.
Because once, like...
They both blur together, because they're pretty accurate.
Yeah. Like, it feels like there's a third person, but you never really saw them. Because I remember at one point, there's a guy yelling at the father, but you didn't see him. And also near the end when, like, they're packing up the car.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that guy packing up the car? You know? Because, like, she's not doing it. So, like, it feels like there's, like, three people. But anyways, the kid befriends the girl. And it's a nice little sweet movie. And the kid's always getting bullied at school, so, like, the little girl's, like, trying to tell him how, like, to fight for himself and stuff like that, and like, they kind of fall in love. He's a little cute little, like, coming-of-age love story, but it's a vampire, and it's still kind of horror-esque, because, you know, vampires gotta get blood from somewhere and stuff like that, so, like, all the other stuff's going on outside of the,
And it's the innocence of kids, too.
Yeah, it was a cool movie. It was a cool idea, I don't know if I mean, it was good, but I don't know if I'd want to watch the original version, because I already watched that one, and I didn't have to read. So, but I gave that a 7.
No, I feel like the original was good, and then the American remake was just an added on.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't think I remember anything happening in the original that wasn't in the remake, and there was stuff in the remake that was not in the original.
Really, I really wanted to know more about the detective though, because that was a cool side story.
So,
but yeah, I gave it a 7. And then the last movie of the month that I watched, I didn't even mean to watch, but at Comedy City, a comedy club I do, I go I improvise at. We always have practices on Wednesdays.
Soup?
Yes. We always have practices on Wednesdays. And then, but lately, like the last Wednesday of each month, we want to go through the decades and watch comedy movies. So I watched Duck Soup, which was basically the 2 days before the end of the month. Yeah, it's a Marx Brothers movie, which I've never seen a Marx Brothers movie.
I've only seen bits and pieces of the movie. I've never watched a whole one.
This is apparently one of their best ones.
Mm-hmm. I heard it's the best one, if not.
The plot isn't really there. Groucho Marx's character, which I can't remember his name in the movie, he is like the president of, he's like the leader of this one country or whatever, and he's just Groucho Marx, like, oh, I don't think you're pretty, you're ugly. He does it better than I do, but
I hope so. It's him.
And then, like, so he's leading this, and they're trying to avoid a war, which eventually happens. No big shock there. But it's a lot of, it's crazy because watching...
This is when they throw the pies and stuff, right?
No.
No.
No pies. But there's a... Harpo freaks the fuck out of me. He's scary as shit in that movie. But, yeah, it's weird because it has all four Marx Brothers in it. And you can tell a lot of Legion characters, they got their ideas of, like, Bugs Bunny from Groucho Marx. Like, basically, Bugs Bunny is Groucho Marx. That carrot is a cigar. Mm-hmm. Like, and he's just like just wise-assing everybody and stuff like that. And some of the comedy stuff, like, it's been, unfortunately, it's been so overplayed because everyone copies it because it's such classic comedy. So by that time, I was like, oh, this isn't that funny. And also, I'm not a huge fan of the Groucho Marx, like, the way he delivers the lines. Like, he'll say something that's pretty clever, but then it just doesn't land right. He's like, oh, look at this. A four-year-old could understand this. Hey, get me a four-year-old. Like, yeah. That's pretty funny, but, like, I don't know, the way he delivered it was just, like, I don't know.
At the time, I'm sure it was
funny. But there's a lot of funny, like, slapstick-type stuff. For some reason, Harpo's character, like, he would just, like, he just carried his scissors around, and when no one's paying attention, he would just cut things. Like, so someone turns around, and it just cuts, like, the flaps off the back of his coat, and, like, just cuts his tie and some of that, and just looking, it was weird. But I gave it a 5. So, I mean, it's about average. Like I said, it's hard for us to watch comedy movies without being, you know, influenced.
Because everyone has a different sense of humor.
Yeah. Although, I watched a Charlie Chaplin movie. I watched parts of it. I don't
Buster
know what it
Keaton.
Was.
You should watch Buster Keaton.
I should. But I watched a Charlie Chaplin movie. I fucking laughed my ass off doing this, like, one little 5-minute section. I'm like, fuck, that was funny. So, I'm going to... And actually, I have a Charlie Chaplin movie on my list, so I got to... I finally tracked it down.
Did you?
But I have to wait for it to show up because I ordered it on Amazon. Because I bought the Essentials Collection.
Of Charlie Chaplin?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I found it used for $20.
Holy shit, that's pretty
good. Instead of 100.
Nice.
So it has at least 700 minutes of Charlie Chaplin. So,
watch the whole box set.
The one movie I need to find is 24 minutes long. And none of the libraries around here have it, and some of that, so...
No one you know has it.
No one I know has it. Because the one guy I know, Mike, who owns the comedy club, he has Essential Collection, volumes 1 through 3. And this is in volume 11.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So, and it shipped today, so I'll probably have it next week.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. But, that's the last movie I got. Duck Soup was a 5, yes. So the best movie I saw this month was Jaws at 10.
Mine was Harmontown / Avengers. I don't know what accent that was supposed to be, but Harmontown and Marvel's The Avengers were both 9s.
Jaws gave a 10, and Duck Super gave a 5.
And my lowest was the Lord of the Rings trilogy with 4.5.
So.
Added together. No, I'm just kidding.
Right, so that was October. If you want to, if there's any movies you want to recommend to us, email me. It's stuffbyscott@gmail.com. stuffbyscott@gmail.com. I forgot to mention Craig, who always talks about the movies, and he's always shocked in how he did or didn't like movies.
Yeah, what do you think? What did you personally think of the Lord of the Rings movies, Craig? I'd like to hear that.
Well, I mean, like anybody, like, it was like any movie, because. Like, hey, you should watch this movie. Like, all right, I'll give that a shot. Or if you say, hey, you said you didn't like this. I said I liked it. Tell us your opinions, too. That's fun. And actually, I forgot to mention, Harmontown. Craig, you see him for, like, a second or two in that movie.
Oh, yeah, he's in that.
Yeah. So you see his face. There's a smiling face. I took a picture of the screen. I was going to send it to him.
You'll have to post that picture when you post this.
I should.
That
should just be the logo of it. Just Craig's smiling face.
No, I'm just saying when you post it on Facebook, just attach that picture with it.
Yeah. It's a crappy picture, so you can see that it's by playing on my computer.
Well, yeah, that's what people do. At least it's not a video of a computer screen that people do.
This is true. See, there he is. There's Craigie.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't know it took up that much of the screen.
No, yeah.
Did you zoom in?
No. It was right in the middle when they're like, oh, the fans are like this.
Must have been when I looked down or drank my water or something. Yeah, I don't remember it.
It was the part where they were talking about the different fans and stuff and like how much they mean to the thing. And then it was like, boom, boom, boom. And he's just like smiling and nodding. So
I was going to look for him and then I must have missed it.
The reason why I was like really watching close on that because there's when he's like, oh, is anybody in the audience have any physical problems or have any like are hurt or anything? Mm-hmm. Our friend Tony was in the Minnesota one episode of the podcast, and he actually went on stage and talked about how his foot hurt. And then during the Salt Lake City, because Craig was out there doing Sundance, he was talking about like his job or whatever. So like he was on stage. I was like, I'm like, oh shit, this is the part where he pulls people on stage. I was hoping that either Tony or Craig were actually like interviewed on stage, but Nope. Maybe during the extra bonus 40 hours of footage. Who knows?
Yeah. And when we taped this, I haven't watched a movie yet in November, but then much just started.
I've watched three already.
I failed because I was going to watch V for Vendetta on the 5th.
Yeah, I didn't. Missed that too. But
then again, I worked a very, very long day, so I slept when I got home.
Yeah, but other than that,
that's a wrap. That's camera action. Pull the plug. Do 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 do